universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. For the first 13 years of my ministry, I served in a parish full time. When I started blind ministry, I continued helping out parishes on the side as a service, as a pastor. Even now, as I do blind ministry with the podcasts and connecting with people in outreach centers, I still help out a congregation. Right now, it consists primarily of visiting those who are homebound or hospitalized. In order to do that, about six people from the church have volunteered their time to help. They do so once a month or once every 2 weeks. There's one gentleman who does it every Tuesday afternoon. Well, Ron, every Tuesday afternoon, said, "I'm going to have to take off for a couple weeks, Pastor, because I have to get cataracts removed." Now, as we're driving along to the calls, I went to myself, "Oh, gosh." And I even joked, and I said, "Oh, is it safe driving right now?" And he laughed and said, yeah, it is, but it's time to get them done. And so Ron was off for about 4 weeks. And finally came back, and he said, "Boy, it's so much better. It's like a foggy day has been lifted, and I can just see things more clearly." With that happening in church, because it's after Easter right now, one of the Bible readings talks in a similar way. Saul, in Acts chapter 9, was breathing murderous threats. And he was after Christians. He wanted to bring them back to Jerusalem, basically put them on trial and execute them. He was on his way. He had already killed, by the way, or assisted in the killing of Stephen, recorded in Acts chapter 8. He was on his way to Damascus. And as he was on the way, a bright light blinded him. He was thrown to the ground. And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" He was had to be led into the city by his hand because he was totally blind. The Lord Jesus, as it goes on in Acts chapter 9, asked Ananias to go visit him. And Ananias said, "He's a murderer. No way. I don't want to do that." And the Lord said, "He's my chosen instrument. He's going to have to suffer, but I have called him." So Ananias went. And what's interesting then is it's in verse 17 and 18. Ananias said, "Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, sent me that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. Some people have said maybe this is cataracts. Well, from what I have heard, I'm no doctor. Well, I am a theologian. But it says scales fell. It didn't say a film was lifted or a fog was lifted. And there's Greek words to do all that. I think it was something other than cataracts. But the point being is all of a sudden Saul could start to see again. He was left blind by the blazing light of Jesus' appearance. And he was led into the city. And then these scales fell and he could see again. Now some do believe, by the way, his sight wasn't perfect. And that might be the thorn in the flesh that he had to be helped around. You know, I might as well mention, some people thought he had malaria, which kept coming back and causing great pain. Some thought he had a club foot. We just don't really know. But we do know Saul, and he changed his name to Paul. That was his Roman name, actually. Saul was his Hebrew name. Suffered from some ailment, and God used that to help him be humble. Well, I find it interesting here, a couple things. One, first, Saul could see, but he couldn't spiritually. Jesus appeared to him, and then he couldn't see physically. And for a while, he couldn't see spiritually. But then when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he could see spiritually, and then he saw physically. Now, I know many of you out there are blind and listening, visually impaired, and you think, "Oh, I wish Jesus would appear to me and take away my blindness." Well, be careful in what you ask for. When you read Saul's story, he suffered a huge amount. And this is one of his problems. He had blind dedication. He couldn't see anything but what was focused in front of him. And his blind dedication first was for the Jewish faith. And when Jesus stood right in front of him, then he saw Jesus. And he then had the blind dedication to Jesus, excuse the pun. And he suffered a lot for it. Beaten, abused, shipwrecked, stoned, whipped, and on it goes. So we better be careful on what we ask for, because Saul went through a great, great ordeal for that quote-unquote privilege to see again. And he did need to see again in order to travel. Back then, someone who was blind was not able to travel. Today, it's different. I'm being blind. I've traveled around the United States. I know many of you who are blind also have. But not back then. Not back then. They didn't have the roads and the assistance and accommodations like we do today. He needed to see in order to travel. And so God gave him sight back. But more than that, he gave him the Holy Spirit so he could see Jesus. Well, picking up on this phrasing of blindness, I mentioned blind dedication. Saul's blindness was he thought the words of this man were just words of a man, a dead man. That was Saul's blindness. He thought Jesus was just a man who had died. There are many other kinds of blindness that we can have, and that's one thing that Saul, once he saw Jesus, one of them that he didn't have anymore was a self-centered blindness, that all he could see was himself. Instead, he saw Jesus and what he wanted to do in sharing the word of forgiveness with an entire world, and was therefore willing to have that blind dedication in order to share it. What can we take from this? Well, again, back to my driver, Ron. He had the film lifted from his eyes. He could then serve again. Ananias, by the way, he didn't like to serve. He didn't want to serve, but he went anyway to Saul. Thought he was going to die, probably, and was amazed that Saul was changed. But that's what the Holy Spirit does. And so I think of Ron, who could see to serve, Ananias, who served, though he didn't want to, Saul, who served and gave his life, and it comes to us. Oh, maybe we won't have physical sight given back, but certainly because we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see that Jesus isn't just a dead man, just a man. He's God. And as God, he took our sins away, something only he could do, because we are sinners. We couldn't take them away. And he does the many more things than that, gives us the Holy Spirit, so that we can now start to serve in his kingdom as well. Now you might wonder, what can you do as a person who's blind or visually impaired? Maybe you're a senior citizen who doesn't get out, who is hearing the podcast. Maybe you're fully sighted and driving down the road and you're thinking, I'm just stuck in my truck hauling, and I listen to these podcasts because I can't get to church. There's a whole host of people who hear the podcast. Well, you know, I guess that's where we need to say, and let's do it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for appearing to Saul on the road. Thank you for appearing to us as we read and study your word. Thank you that it isn't the words of a dead man, but that you are alive, that you are God, this very one who created the world. And so when you say, I give life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I send you into the world, go and make disciples, these are the words of our God, our Creator. So, Lord, help the scales fall from our eyes. Help us not to be self-centered blind, but instead to see, even as Saul saw how he was to serve, Ananias saw how he was to serve, help us to see how we might serve. Serve you, the risen Lord, whether it be simply, quietly, or in a more open way. Thank you, Jesus, for appearing, for giving sight, giving the Holy Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen. Write me. I'd love to hear what scales have fallen from your eyes and how God has opened up your world and how you serve, whether it be a big or a small way. I hear from quite a few of you. Some stories are astounding of how God is reaching Muslim people. Some are amazing in how he is reaching blind students in school. Some are the quiet service that are done with a smile and a simple hello and a quiet good morning as you go from your apartment just carrying the trash. I'd love to hear from you, and if possible, we'll share some of those stories. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. And or you can reply to this email if I send you the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.